Hello, this is Liz Lawless with Creative Passions Radio, and so glad to have you listening today. We're going to be talking to J. Stephen Sadler, and he's got a business here locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in the North Texas area, but he kind of had more than one career, and he's probably got more than one passion, so I think we'll be talking about professional passions and maybe purpose passions. And I'm glad to have Jay Stephen. I'm glad to have you here, not only because you're in my backyard, Forney, Texas, where you located your business, but because of your career choices. You know, I think sometimes people get afraid to do something new, and that holds them back, and they really miss a lot in their life because they don't take that risk or that chance. So, so glad to have you, and we'll start by that. Tell us about your passion.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Glad to be on your show. You know, I tell you what drove my passions into different industries, really. Mm-hmm. My dad told me once that 70% of your life is spent working. Yeah. And you don't want to be on your deathbed saying, I hated 70% of my life.
Yeah.
So I
That's
always
great.
Remembered that.
That's fabulous. Yeah.
You know, and I always thought about it and said, you know, what I'm going to do is do what I want to do, mm-hmm. what really moves me. And unfortunately for my wife's point of view, fortunately for my point of view, what moves me changes.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so, but when it does, I change along with it. And when I was a young kid, I saw a commercial that I'll try to set it for you uh-huh. because I don't even remember what it was for, what company, but the commercial really lasted and made an impression mm-hmm. on me. And it started off where you had a camera shot close to a long conference table. It started really low at the table, and you heard a voice going, ha, 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 a real deep voice. He said, all these people are working for me
right.
when I should be working for them. And as he's saying that, the camera's panning up, and you see all these people on the side of the table, all nervous and sweating and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And just as he says, and I should be working for them, the camera pans up, and what does it show? But at the head of the table is a dollar bill with a mouth and a face. And as a kid, it was
right.
this cool
was
dollar
funny.
Bill.
Dollar
but the
bill,
more but I thought about it when I got older, yeah. I remembered that, you know, I'm never going to work for the dollar bill.
Right.
I'm going to have the dollar bill work for me.
Yeah.
So when you put those two things together, it's kind of what drove me
right.
for my
right.
different passions, my different careers.
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, mm-hmm. I have a degree in marketing, but I'm okay. also a chef. And with those two things, I've kind of done a lot of different things in my career. I did real estate development in New York City and mm-hmm. in Florida,
wow.
Fort Lauderdale area. That was spent down there for a fairly decent amount of time. I did do franchising.
Mm-hmm.
I had a company with a partner where we would take successful companies that have done well, mm-hmm. and franchise them.
Yeah.
And that came out of my real estate development.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kind of step you through this. I think I'll give you kind of an
right.
idea. In my real estate development, I was working with a gentleman that had Subway,
oh,
owned
okay.
Subway. And he, at the time, he had, seven stores, I think, in the Connecticut area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for a piece of property in Florida. And quite honestly, he was looking for that property because he always went to Fort Lauderdale. And he wanted to buy a property and put it down there so he could write off his trips.
Right.
He wasn't thinking about franchising
right.
or anything
right.
else. And so I got to know him, and we worked together. And we started, he bought a piece of property, and he put up a Subway. And that he started the idea of thinking about franchising, and that's how I got into the business working with him
right.
on that. And that was my first client that I was working with.
Oh, okay.
And so moving along from there, and that moved me out of real estate, moved me into franchising.
Yeah.
It also moved me out of South Florida because a lot of my clients were tired of traveling like from Seattle to Florida. South Florida is like going
right.
to Europe.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And they always
the
complained, so I said, well, where's the best place to be in the country? And I looked at the map of the U.S. and I said, well, I need to be in the center of the country. Well, there's two airports that are in the center of the country,
okay.
and that's Chicago
and
Dallas. And I said, well, I already lived there. We are. And I said,
look,
I hate the cold, so I'm not going to Chicago.
Right.
So we
there.
Just up and moved to Dallas.
To
and that's how we get to Dallas.
Okay.
I've also done, I've had a over-the-counter stock brokerage with my brother mm-hmm. in New York. And all those careers led to, I guess you could say, the brokerage was the biggest career that moved me into what I'm doing today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the reason being, my family had had a recipe that had been passed down from generation to generation. At this stage, we think it's about 400 years old,
best
we can tell. And interestingly, as a side story, my grandmother's generation lost the recipe.
Oh, okay.
And it was funny because as kids, everyone would talk about that the grandparents had made them.
Right.
Parents had eaten them, but nobody could find the recipe anymore. So there was always talk about the family crumb cake. And nobody knew where the recipe was.
Right.
And this was at the time when I was in New York and I had my brokerage business. And my grandmother passed away, 92 years old. And my uncle who lived with her found the recipe in her papers. And so he said, you are the chef in the family, so we're going to will the recipe to you. Do not lose it. So it's in a safe deposit box right now.
That's
that got me thinking about this great family recipe that I can tell you, I don't know if it was ever commercialized. I don't know if we ever sold commercial. It was just passed down through the family.
Right.
But it got me thinking about that. And along with that, the financial business for me was not very rewarding, and I don't mean financially. It was rewarding financially. It wasn't rewarding creatively. Yeah, because basically to me, I was moving money around. I was taking it out of this pocket and putting it in this pocket.
Yeah.
So I never really created anything, and I'm a very creative type person, so I just felt this emptiness about that business that I couldn't fill in that business. So at the same time, the recipe came up, and I said, you know, maybe this is an omen, and maybe I should start doing this.
Right.
At the time, I lived in a little place, Highland Park, New York, which is in the Hudson Valley, New York area. Mm-hmm. And I decided to open up. I had a little bistro, a catering company, and a bakery. I opened that up, and I not only did my family's recipe, but I also did all other kinds of things. I did like 60 different pastries.
Wow.
But the crumb cakes were always the favorites.
Great.
They were always the most ones
That's
I sold.
That's what everybody
the most. Everybody liked
really
those
wanted.
Most.
Everybody,
well,
yeah,
interestingly
ordered.
Enough, we had a place in the city that we opened at 6:30 in the morning, and a line would begin at 4:30 in the morning of people who would wind around the building waiting for us to open because they knew we would bake our cakes in the morning. When we opened at 6:30, they'd be hot. And everybody called them cakers. They'd say, oh, there's all the cakers waiting outside waiting for their crumb cake, their morning fix. And so I really loved doing it. But because I had three businesses, I was working from 5:30 in the morning till 7:30 at night, 7 days a week. And I did that for about 8 years. And I said, you know what? I'm watching my life pass before me. And I'm even though I love what I'm doing, there's so many things I'm missing. And so I decided to sell the business and get out of the business. And also, I was tired of the cold weather in New York.
Right.
Sold the business, kept my family recipe, and I moved to Dallas.
I moved to Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale is when I was doing the franchising. Then I moved to Dallas. In Dallas, I worked for a Fortune 500 company, and I did marketing based on my marketing degree. I did all their marketing programs and whatnot. You know, 9 to 5, nice and clean, Monday through Friday, you go home, life is good, you know, everything is in order.
Right.
I was at DFW Airport. This is how my kids will tell you, I'm not a big fan of the word luck. I'm not a believer in luck.
Right.
Because I'm one of those people that believes that luck is, everybody gets the same, if you want to say there's luck, we all get the same amount of luck. It's what we do with it.
Yeah.
And so many people will say things like, well, if he hadn't done that, it wouldn't happen. Well, but the key is he did it, and that's why it happened, okay?
Exactly.
So I'm a believer in you strike when you think there's a moment that's right, which should tell you, and you should say, this is, if I believe this is the right way to go, I should make a move.
Right.
Now, that's a hard time for most people. That's
because
that's a gut check. For someone to change a career or to do something that, let's say, they love, take a hobby and make it a business, there comes a time, and that's your time right there when you say, telling me, is it time? And that's the hardest time to do it, because once you get into it and do it, if you really jump in with both feet, and I'm not one of those people who puts his toes in the water, once I commit, I'm in all the way. Because that's well, that's really how you have to be if you want to make it a success to drive it. If you commit with both feet, well, then there's no looking back. You know, you're always looking forward.
Yeah,
so
the
tough time is that time when you say, okay, I'm going to commit.
Yeah, I'm going.
Once you get over that. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, working for this company, doing my marketing programs, and a person comes up behind me, And he says, J. Stephen Sadler, how are you? And I turn around, and it must be what it's like for people who have Alzheimer's, because right. I had no idea who this guy was. And he knew me like we were the best of friends.
Right.
And you do these typical things, you know, oh, hey, how are you? How's things? I haven't seen in a long time. And you're hoping he says something. Okay, now
right.
I know
then
I know.
You know who it is.
Right? Right. So, of course, he says, you know, my wife and I have been looking for 10 years. And by the way, here's another reason. Call it kismet, call it whatever it is.
Right.
I had signed a 10-year no-compete.
Oh,
quite honestly, I didn't think I was going to get in the business, so
right.
I didn't want. They could have given 20 years and I would have signed
you
it. You know, I was doing other things. I was now moving on to a new
right.
phase in my life.
Right.
It was 10 years and 1 month since when I met him from when I... And he said, you know, my wife and I have been searching for 10 years for the ultimate crumb cake.
Right.
And I said, I know him from New York. Look. How? What's the chances of bumping into somebody in DFW, right? And he lives in Oklahoma City. He said, I come down to Oklahoma City because it's cheaper to fly. He said, so I don't even live down here. To me, right away, I'm going, this is kismet. There's a reason we're meeting. For somebody
Providence.
Who wants to love what they do, you have to look for those times.
Right.
Yeah, those are the times that are
you
important.
You have to be open.
Yeah,
you have to have
exactly.
an open mind.
You have to be wide open.
Be,
well, and he said, look, here's the deal. My wife and I have spent over $1,000, probably $2,000, looking for crumb cakes. Every time
right.
we find one online, we order it, we get it, we go, no, not
right.
good. We
right.
try again, and we try again. He said, you make me a crumb cake. I don't care what you charge me, $100, $200, $500, I don't care.
Right.
He said, because I'm only going to spend it anywhere looking.
Right.
You make me one and send it to me.
Send it to
me. He said, I'm not going to tell my wife I met you, okay, and we'll see what happens. So I thought about it, and I went up to my attic, pulled out my old recipe out of a dusty box,
right.
you know. I went down in my kitchen as a side story. I started working in my oven. And it's funny, as a chef, I do not like to cook.
Right.
I like to bake.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to cook. And you'll find with most chefs, they do either or. Because it's really a right brain, side brain, left side.
Yeah.
Baking is much more like chemistry. Cooking is more like, you know, a dash of this, a splash of that. Well, no, that's not enough. You taste it, you move on.
Right.
You don't do that in baking.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I tend to go, so most chefs go one or the other. Very few chefs do both or like both. Okay?
Right.
So anyway, I started trying it in my wife's oven. Didn't like the oven, so I changed it out to a $10,000 convection oven. I worked in the microwave. Didn't like that. I changed it out to a $3,000 microwave. And my wife's going, don't stop now. Keep working on those crumb cakes. She came up to me. She said, you know, look at this sink. I don't think it's big enough for you.
Right.
I think you need a nice double stainless sink. I put in a stainless sink. You know, the best thing that ever happened with my business was me doing this for my wife. She got a brand new kitchen out of it, you know. So I finally got to where I was happy with what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I sent him a cake. He sent me back a note. And I sent him a note, said, pay whatever you want to pay. It's fine. You got me back into it.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He sent me back a really nice letter, and he said, here's what happened. He said, I didn't tell my wife. It came, I saw it, and I told my wife, I think I found a place that has a cake I think as good as J. Stevens. Let's try it. Because I wanted the ultimate test. He said, my wife ate it, and she went, this is just like the old crumb cake. He said, then I told her. He said so, and he gave
You're
me a I don't even remember what he paid her, if he even did. I'm
right.
sure he did. He said, from now on, I'd like a cake the third Thursday of every month. And he now buys a cake for me every third Thursday of every month. He buys a cake. But, I mean, that's how I got back into the business. Because
so
then I said, you know what?
Yeah.
Too much chance here.
Right.
And I really enjoyed the project. Figuring out how to do the cake again and get it right.
Yeah.
And, you know, work the recipe and whatnot.
Right.
And so I decided to open up. One of the things I did do, though, I decided... Now, here's where you learn from your mistakes.
Right.
I said, I'm going to have a life this time.
Right.
So I can sell online.
Right.
I don't have to have a retail place.
Right.
I just sell online, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, take orders in,
take
ship.
Because
you have the internet
right.
now.
Yeah.
I didn't have the internet when I first started.
That's
so
right.
I just
That's
ship.
Right.
Well, that became a much more challenging project because of packaging and whatnot. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But I had never had to do that.
Right.
You know, I know how to make great cakes.
Right.
I had no idea what to do with packaging. I knew what I wanted. I had no idea how to get there. But to me, that was a challenge. You know, that was one of those great challenges you take on and say, this would be great.
Well, that's really exciting. I'm sure that people listening are going, God, you know, I've had that moment, I've had that thought, and I either did it or didn't do it for whatever reason. But we've got to take a break here for a commercial. I hate to do that, but if you'll hang on a minute, listeners, we'll be right back. Thanks so much. Hold on.